This is Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hanat Baba. Just over the Golden Gate Bridge in Marin County, a few miles from Muir Woods, lies Muir Beach. The beautiful and peaceful waterfront is a favorite for locals, travelers, and also man's best friend. But letting that dog off leash could soon be a thing of the past at Muir Beach and other open spaces in the Golden Gate National Recreation Area, or GGNRA. Late next year, the 80,000 acres of GGNRA's land from San Mateo County to Marin County will begin to operate under a new management plan for dogs. The proposed plan is an effort to regulate the rising number of dogs and visitors to the park, and it sparked a slow-burning controversy over how to use our public land. Reporter Tiffany Kamhai has more.
Marin County native Laura Pandapis has been living in the small neighborhood that surrounds Muir Beach for 7 years. She brings her dog to its off-leash friendly beachfront almost every day.
Muir Beach is a very dog-friendly community.
Even on an overcast day, like when I met Pandapis, the beach is buzzing with life. Beachgoers stake out spots on the sand, shorebirds circle overhead, and dogs run and play in the water.
There are very few places you can go with a dog anymore, and Muir Beach is one of them.
Pandapis is a supporter of off-leash dog walking and a member of Marin County Dog Owners Group, one of a handful of off-leash advocacy groups across the Bay Area. Pandapis says off-leash exercise is vital for healthy and happy dogs.
It's so important for the dog's well-being. A well-exercised dog is a well-behaved dog. It's a well-socialized dog. It's better for everybody.
For many dog owners like Pandapis, this freedom to walk their dogs leash-free is an important part of the GGNRA. And they say it's what separates it from other national parks.
It's a real conundrum because the park was not established to be a national park. It was established to be a recreation area, and they're very different things.
To really understand the purpose of the GGNRA, you have to go back to 1972, when the park was first created by an act of Congress. It was during an era known as Parks for the People, an initiative that focused on bringing nature closer to people living in urban areas, like San Francisco.
It is an area for people who get away from the cities to recreate, to hike, to walk their dogs, to enjoy the beauty of the place, and to learn about nature.
This is Huey Johnson. He's the founder and president of an environmental sustainability nonprofit, and he also was one of the original movers and shakers who helped create the GGNRA.
I think the people who were behind this idea of stamping out the use of bikes and dog walking and fires on the beach, for that matter, are really insensitive and ill-informed about the meaning and use of a recreation area.
There's actually a long tradition of off-leash dogs in many Bay Area parks that predates the creation of the GGNRA itself. So when the park was first being developed, it inherited the recreational activities that were already taking place, making it the only park in the national park system off-leash friendly. But according to GGNRA communications manager Howard Lovett,
as the numbers of dogs and the numbers of visitors increased, that it became evident that we needed to create some sort of structured rule that applied to this park. This rule is exclusive to Golden Gate. It's not meant to apply anywhere else.
That was almost 12 years ago, and in theory, this new rule will replace the aptly named pet policy of 1979, a set of guidelines that wasn't really enforced. But now, environmental advocates like Brent Plater say the GGNRA needs to rein in the dogs.
Off-leash dogs are known to harass wildlife, especially shorebirds, in a disproportionate way from the rest of the activities of the GGNRA.
Plater is the executive director of Wild Equity, an environmental justice group based in San Francisco. The group is proposing what he calls a very simple solution.
To ensure that those off-leash dog play areas are physically enclosed by some sort of boundary or barrier.
Plater also says the city of San Francisco has more off-leash dog parks than any other city.
There isn't any demonstrable need for more and more areas.
At Chrissy Field in San Francisco, Martha Walters disagrees. She's president of the Chrissy Field Dog Owners Group.
Where are those dogs going to go? They're probably going to go to the city parks. What's going to happen? There's going to be an increase in conflict. It's going to have a terrible impact upon the environment.
Walter says the GGNRA's proposed dog management plan didn't evaluate the effect of forcing dogs to be on leash.
Because dogs are a lot more aggressive on leash than they are off leash. And what we're trying to do is to avoid conflict. And it seems like the Park Service is trying to create more conflict by being so restrictive in their preferred alternatives.
The current dog management plan is over 1,500 pages long and suggests 6 alternatives for the GGNRA's off-leash areas, from very restrictive use to minimal restrictions. And it takes into consideration the natural resources that live in its 80,000 acres, things like native Franciscan manzanita trees, shorebirds like the western snowy plover, and ocean creatures like the sea otter. Here's Communication Manager Howard Levitt.
We're here to protect resources for the future. At the same time, we want to make sure that people can enjoy those resources, learn from those resources. So it's a complicated mission.
The dog management plan has received close to 8,000 public comments, all of which were taken into consideration, says Levitt.
And we've heard from everyone you can imagine.
After everyone has their say, the question of managing dogs still lies on the National Park System's dual mission of recreation and preservation, and where the balance should be struck in this case. A final comment period for the GGNRA's dog management plan will be announced later this fall. The new rules will not go into effect until 2015. Until then, dogs are free to roam the parks without the constraint of a leash. In San Francisco, I'm Tiffany Kamhai for Cross Currents.